איז מאמא פיתור. It was go over your dual with Nakamish Bohu, that the behemoth can live, so then it means that this organic defect is an insignificant organic defect. It's like the removal of the teeth of the behemoth. So it's also an organic defect. But it doesn't affect the life functioning of the behemoth. So maybe it's not a basic organic defect. This is what the Rashba means. Veid anemia. שליום הוא שהיסר הזוהי נחיו, לכך אומרו, שכך כאילו מישה מסיני, שהיסר הסקינותו, וכל שאילו ינותו לנחי שלמוס החילש, אך לומתו שלא ימיתו טריפו, כאילו ניתן. So on one hand, the Rashba holds, it's an essential fact. On the other hand, he says, כל יסר כנותו דומה, but it is חיו, and still it is טריפו, but it is an essential fact. And that's the basis of the treifo. So how could we conceive the concept of kol yesa kenoto? The answer is, it is an essential fact. But it's not an essential fact per se. It's an essential fact in the sense that if a certain organic defect is fatal, so that proves that this defect is a basic defect. It's not a minor organic defect. Mashenkin, if it can live, so it's a minor. So what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a certain organic defect is a basic organic defect or not? The criterion is whether Bizman Matanto, a behemoth, was able to live without medical therapy with this kind of organic defect. Now, so Nito Atho, so Bizman Matanto, a behemoth was able to live without this spleen. Without this spleen. And without any medical treatment. So Mele, that means that it's not a basic organic defect. So once we say that, so there can be aloha of Kliyasa Kinotok Domi. In other words, that a yeser, an excess, is considered as important, a defect, as a deficiency. That's the aloha for Yeskadavadam. So even though the inachayo is an essential fact, but it's not essential fact per se in being fatal. It's an essential fact in the sense that it determines that a certain organic defect is a basic defect, not an insignificant minor defect. Mashenkin, if it could live, so it's a minor organic defect. A minor organic defect could not make the behemoth into treifo any more than the removal of the teeth of a behemoth, than the removal of the teeth of an odom couldn't make the odom into a treifo. All right, now. V'odom abeirem, v'choshiv trei chumre disasra adode, kin shedre v'golgeles. So Teisha says that Chison Gelgeles is only Chison Shedre is an additional treif in Behemoth. But Chison Gelgeles could not be. Because as far as Behemoth is concerned, so Monefsher, if the membrane is not punctured, so it's not a treif. And if it is punctured, so without recourse to the Chisorin in the skull, so it is a treif. So only Chison Shedre is an additional treifo in the behemoth, but not Chisoren Gulgeles. The Hodom Abeirem, the Choshiv Trei Chumre Disasra Adode, Kin Shedre V'Gulgeles. The Gemara says there that one can be naked himself prior to the Basel, like Bishama. The Gemara says it here too. Or he can deport himself like Bisila. But it's not the ideal thing to follow up the chumres of Bishama and Bisilel when they are sins of each other. So the Gemara mentions an example. The choshiv trei chumre disasra adode kigin shedre v'gulgeles. So in other words, let's say, according to Bishama, so if the shedre is deficient in one vertebra, so it's still mitamei tumaseya, as long as it's not deficient in two vertebrae. So that's a chumre. Bishama is a chumre. And then And then, so, and then, but at the same time, he'll say that if a behemoth's spine is deficient in one shetre, he'll pass in that it's straight. So that is, it's too chores that are seizer each other, one of each other. If you pass that a human spine that is deficient in only one vertebra is mitamit masir. In other words, you are machmir like Bishamai, so then you should pass that if a behemoth spine is deficient in one vertebra, it should not be treifet. So here it's like Basilo, so you are seizer each other. So the Gemara says the Ksil Bachish Chilich. So the Gemara may, or the Gulgalis. Gulgalis. So that means, so what's the ordinary pshat? In other words, if on one hand a certain Talmud Chochem will pass like Bishamai, that a Gulgalis that has a deficiency, Kimloi Magdeach. Kimloi Magdeach. So is Mitamei. And then he will pass even if it's less kinko in Magdeach, the behemoth is a treifet. So it's a tarte de sasre. But that's the plain pshat in the Gemara. But according to Teisves, according to Rav Netam, so the treifet of chisorin in his skull has nothing in the behemoth. So it has nothing to do with Machlek and Bisham and Bisilo. So why does the Gemara say, treat Chumre de Sasra Dore? So he says, Agav Shedre no kat gogir, let's say no chanam, the Gemara only means Shedre. In Amel, in Trey Vesodom Koye. So that means the Gemara doesn't have reference to Behime. The Gemara has reference to Trey Vesodom. V'cheinli, namen trei v'sodom koye, v'cheinli trei fe, namen agugiles, dimishpkachet v'chumre v'kule, chumre liyeriks alefesh, if he'll paskin, like Bishama, that a human being, a living human being, in other words, he'll paskin, a living or a dead human being, he'll paskin like Bishama, that in a dead human being, in a spine, that is deficient only in one vertebra. So is mitamit to Maseo. And at the same time, he'll paskin that if a person, chumre leinyan hiriks hanefesh, in other words, he'll paskin that if a person will kill another person who has one vertebra missing, a living person who has one vertebra missing in his spine, so he'll be chayiv missing. In Nitraf Techleshim, Shinakein Tzorich Laharzia, Im Kiblei, Ulios Chavir Treifo. So in other words, it will be two chumres that are sasradot. Umiu Koshi, Ibsomo Gabiho de Oma, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, Nikva Amoro Treifo, the Makshele Rabbono Miev, Mashma de Behemo Treifo, Mitzvah Kachma Ben Odom. So Teisu says the Kashi against Ramatam Shite. Ramatam distinguishes between Trefes Odom and Trefes Behemo, because Odom is Lemazle, Behemo less Lemazle. So, Nikav Komishol Meyach is a Trefo by Behemo, because less Lemazle. But Nikav Komishol Meyach in an Odom is not a Trefo, unless it is coupled with a certain Chisor in the skull. So, why does the Rabbonim Eski Kashi against Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude? How can Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude say that Nikva Amor? So he's straight for, in other words, he cannot live. But he have said, Yishpach Loretz, Morosi, Vadayin Yevkaya. What kind of a kashi is? He was a human being. So Memele, even with a damaged kidney, he could live. Because Odom is Lemazle. But a behemo with a, I'm a gallbladder. I'm not talking about kidney now. So then the Gemara mentions the pasuk in Yef regarding kidneys too. So so human beings, so even with the damaged gallbladder, he could live. Mashenkin behemol, if it's a damaged gallbladder, he couldn't live, according to Rabbatam. So we see that there is no difference between a human being and the behemoth. And the behemoth. So ומיו קושי בסום גבון רייס ויוני נקבע מורה טרי פון מאש גבון מיה מאש מדי נמי טרי פון ניכל וכך כמו את בן אדום but according to what we said in Rabbetam it's not that Rabbetam holds that the elements of nature and certain diseases and certain makas affect one way a behemoth and the human being they affect not so adversely as far as the natural effect of a certain disease of a maki is concerned is the same. The elements of nature affect a human being and they behave in the same way. But even if a certain maki is fatal, it only means it's fatal. It only means it's fatal without medical therapy. But with medical therapy, it can be cured. It's not fatal. So Odom is Lemazle, so it's very likely that somehow he'll manage, or the Hashgoche Protis will manipulate that he'll be cured. I mean, within the framework of nature, he'll be cured. Masheinkin behemol es Lemazle, so it's highly unusual that the behemol will be cured. That's the pshat in Rabbetam. So the Meila, there is no kasha, because here, Iev did not. When Iev mentions Yishpech Loras Mororosi, so what does he mean? Yishpech Loras Mororosi, and so in other words, Iev really complained. Iev complained why he suffers so much. In other words, that his gallbladder was completely damaged. So in other words, Iev meant that it was completely damaged and it wasn't cured. And Vadaini of Kayam. So there was no medical cure applied to Yev, administered to Yev. And still he was living. And the whole Raya that no medical treatment took place, because if medical treatment, if he had been cured of the disease in the gallbladder, of that condition of the gallbladder, so then he would have no reason to complain. What does he complain? He had it damaged. Gallbladder, and then he was cured. So he have complained because he had a damaged gallbladder and it wasn't cured. So he complained why he suffered so much. So the raya is, so here the Hashgoche did not manipulate that he should be cured of his condition. That condition remained in him for more than 12 months. And he was still living. So mainly we cannot say, so Rabbi Yisrael Bude couldn't say Shane Odom Disle Mazle. Because the Pshat in Shane Odom Disle Mazle is that the Hashgoche manipulates that he should be cured. Even if he doesn't know of a cure, and if he doesn't go to a doctor, and even if the doctor himself doesn't know, the Hashgoche will manipulate that he should be cured. B'derech HaTeva, he should be cured. But here he have complained that he suffered so much that he had a damaged gallbladder. And it wasn't cured. Had it been cured, so he wouldn't suffer from the gallbladder. All right. Vaguely, come on. Gabi Adomo v'yeruko ksheiro maisim drabnosen. So someone brought along of a behemo that had a shinomare, red. I mean, the red, the long, had a shinomare. So the thought was, maybe it's a treibo. Because the lung doesn't have the normal mare. In other words, it's a diseased lung. So the Gemara said that the behemoth is not a treifa. Why? Because me Rabnosen. What Rabnosen? When a woman brought to him a child who was born and she had previous children, she had children who were nimble and they and they died. So she wanted to know whether it would be possible to be mal this child. So Reb Nosson looked at the teenage and he saw it had jaundice, that the mare didn't have the normal mare. So Reb Nosson said, we have to wait until the dam will be nivla, and then we'll be mal. So in other words, so that means, so what's the analogy with the lung that did not have the normal mare? That means that the behemoth was nishchat at the time before the dam was completely nivla in the behemoth. So in other words, it's not that the behemoth suffered from a condition that it would have to die. It would have to die. So mainly the behemoth is not a treifa. So the Reb Nosson made an analogy the Gemara made an analogy between the din of Reb Nosson, legabe a human being, a teenage, and the behemoth. But according to Rav Netam, it's Sodom Isle Masle. There is no raya. So again, if we say that the pshat in Rav Netam is Odom Isle Masle and behemoth Lesle Masle, because the elements of nature affect one way a behemoth and they affect another way a human being. So mainly the Gemara couldn't make any analogy. But Rav Netam doesn't mean that the elements of nature affect one way a behemoth and they affect a human being another way. The Gemara only means, because according to Rav Netam, Ein Chayo means without medicinal therapy. But with medicinal therapy, it can be cured. So by an Odom, so the Hashgoche will manipulate that it should be cured. But Masha'in came, by Behemo, there is no Hashgoche Protis. But as far as the operations of the elements of nature are concerned, so what is true of an Odom, so is true of a Behemo also. All right. Alright, so Mele Teisves is Chelik on Rav Netam Shita. And Teisves Shita is that there is no difference between Treifa Sodom and Treifa Behemoth. So then the Kashi is, why does the Gemara mention an additional treife of Chisor and Shedre, not an additional treife of Chisor and Gilgeles? Ulhoche lipore chochem and Gilgeles, do kotonu lo nikav akrum shol meyach. Avul yefshol liforeshke, shari yeish neyodom harbe, shenital Gilgeles shlehem yeisem and leimagdeyach, ve'adayin chay. So Tesis itself, Esti Kashi, from the Mitzias, the observation. So we see, in other words, according to Rav Netam, so that's no right. Because what do we see? That's only, Tesis doesn't have a statistic of behemoth. Tesis only has a statistic of Neodom. According to Rav Netam, the Odom is Lemazle, so that's why. But Tesis is Chelikan Rav Netam, and Tesis holds that it's the same thing. Odom and Behemoth is the same criteria. So in Mele, Tesis has a kashe. But we see that Harbe Bnei Odom, Harbe Shenital Migalgele Shalem Yeseh, Mimlei Magdiach, Vadayin Chai. V'nire, the Chisorin HaGolgeles, Havi Nekivas Krumo Eli, the Seif Tatoye Lifosik. Now, of course, nikav krum shel meyach is a treifa, is in a chayim, but only if the krum elyein and the krum atachtein were punctured. But suppose only one was punctured, so then it's still protected by the other membrane, so then it's not a treifa. So he says, when do we still say that it is a treife if there is a third of a tefach, chisorin of the skull, only if it is coupled with the nikuvas kumaeli? So the seif tatoye lifosik. Avol beloy chisorin etzem, in Nikav Kumelien, ein safe tatoil for sake. So maybe there is no cash. Because the Harbim Neodom, apparently the statistic of Harbim Neodim Shenita Omigogila Shohen, Yesem Limagdeach, Vadain Chaim, so the Kumelien was not punctured, you see. It's only if it, we have both elements. V'chein v'beim v'ikel mandoma atatoye meidi. V'afilu mandoma kromi loye afal gavri loyin kaf tatoye treve there's a machlekes. So, the, suppose the kruma elyon of the meyach is punctured and the kruma tachtein is not punctured, there is one mandoma who says not treve. And there is one mandoma who says it is treve. So the question is, how about that mandoma who says that by behime, so if the kruma elyon is punctured, even though the kruma tachten is not punctured, is it treve? So how is it that here only if it is coupled with the chisor in sela and without that not, but by behime even without the chisor in sela, so if the kruma elyon is punctured, so it is a treife. So he says, "Yesh lechalik not on behime." Veloy mitam rav netam. Elo mishum dibor doma kuma tachtin kosher v'chozok yisam behime. Umishum hoche boi chisong netzem im dikivas haeli. So there has to be a chisong in sela in the etzem of the skull. Uve behime atachtin rach v'in tzor chisong netzem im haeli. Avo bidobo sheshove bozeu bozeu lechalik b'nein klal. In other words, of course, sometimes there might be a difference between a certain market that will be fatal in Behemo and not in Odom, because the facts are different, because the tissue in an Odom is harder tissue than in Behemo. So then in an Odom it is not fatal, and in Behemo it is fatal, but not. But where the conditions are the same, I mean, it's the same tissue, the same organ, the same tissue, and everything. In Odom Behemo, so according to Rav Netam, there still could be a difference between Treves and Treves Behemo, on the basis of the fact that Odom is Lemazle, Behemo less Lemazle. But according to Teisves, if the conditions are the same, if the facts are the same, so then it's the same criterion between Treves Odom and Treves Behemo. Now, yesterday afternoon, this Mevesh was empty. Now, I'll have to become very strict. And anyone who is not the second Seder without explaining it cannot attend the Shia. The Shia or the Nidorim Shia. And also, everybody has to be a dominion. All right, we left off the Teisves, Dafman Veis. But before we proceed to the Teisves, I just want to finish the discussion of the Shiras Rambam. I did not even. You have mentioned several difficulties in the Rambam. Now, so the Rambam Shite, according to the Dogma Vovo and the Mitziv, that there are two kinds of treifes. There are treifes that are grounded in the Aloch HaMeshim Sinai, based upon the Aloch HaMeshim Sinai. And the nature, the Chayor, the Orein Chayor is not important. True, the Rambam Paskin say Chayor, but that's only as a simen. And the even as a simen, it only means without refuels, without medical therapy. So it cannot live for more than 12 months. But with medical therapy, it can live. Not like the Ramban, who says that it means even with medical therapy, it cannot live. It cannot live. So that's one treife, and the other treife is special of Netavamos. Now, but what makes a behemo as a treife on the score of Netavamos? Only if even theoretically there is no possible cure. But if there is, theoretically, there is a possible cure, except that the doctors don't know it, then it's not a treve on the score of natal wounds, on the score of natal wounds. Now, so because of that, the Rambam says that nitl lechi elyen is treve, even though that's not mentioned in the list of treves. The answer is, what is mentioned in the list of treves is a treve on the basis of the Aloch Lemish Mesina. It has nothing to do with Chayo or Ene Chayo. And even if it will be Nishtana Ateva, and it will be Chayo, so it will still be Oser on the score of Treif. But Nidl Echeli, as Rambam himself in the Tshuva says, so if the lungs are exposed, so Memele, the elements of nature will interfere with the breathing, and the behemoth could not survive very long. So that's based upon the special tzazakos of Basso de Trefel is Lechelu, that Kim Shenasi, Basso Ruya Likelev, in other words, it cannot live, Neitel Omus. So it has a Shem Trefel. That is based upon the fact that it's Neitel Omus. So what is called Neitel Omus? Only if there is no possible cure. Not that there is no actual cure. Even if, let's say, there is a possible cure, but we don't know the cure, so then it's not a treve on the basis of natal wounds. Now, the Rambam, in regard to treve, is odd. Now, if somebody kills a treve, so he's potter of Mrs. Best. So the Rambam says, in Lachas Ritzeach Hoshmiras Nefesh, פרק בייס מלכס רציח ושמירס נפש הלא חכס. ההירגס הטריפו, אף על פי שאיכל ושאיסה ומהלר בשוק, הרי זה פוטר מדיני אודום, וכל אודום בחס קשולי, והירגי נערק, עד שיבודה בוודאי שזה טריפי, ויימרו הריפים, שמקו זו אין לו תאור לבודו, ובו יומוס, אם לא ימסנו דברך, So the Rambam says that who has a din of treife, ligabi da locher gavrek tele, that if somebody kills him, he's potter of Mrs. Besden, only if the reife say, shemakozu, eiloto, there is no cure. Now, the Rambam does not say in regard to the treifes of behemoth that we should consult the doctors. They are the Rambam. On the contrary, the Rambam says they are, I mean, we ignore what the doctor say. In either case, we ignore what the doctor say. The Rambam mentions that if a behemo is a treifo, it has one of the ches treifes, the ches treifes. In other words, it's nikuvas areya or nikuvas komishal meyach, whatever. So then it is a treife, even though the doctor say that it can live. So the Rambam mentions, in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Veis, ve'ein lehisif al treife seilu klal. שכל שאיר על בהמו לחיו אליו, חוץ מאלו שמו נוכח מדירס הראשיינים, והסכימו עליהם בבות הדין ישראל, אפשר שתיחי. ואף הנה לנו מדרך הופו שאין סויפו לחיס. וכן נן הלוך ידימו. וכן אלו שמו נבום ושאין טריפו. אף על פי שאיר בדרכי הורפו שבידינו, שמקצוע סומנו ממיסים, ואפשר שתיחי מהן, Here he doesn't say the doctors are wrong. He doesn't say the doctors are wrong. But it has no bearing upon the Isa Treife. Why doesn't it have a bearing? But the doctors are right. Why? Because there's the Shittas Rambam, as the Nitziv points out, that when the Gemara gives the simen, Treife in the Chayo, it means without medical therapy. So what did the doctor say? there is a possibility of curing that maki through medical therapy. This is not what the Gemara means when it says treif nechay. But it's a treif anyway, because it's a treif because of the halacha l'mishvisina. In halacha it weighs. So in halacha it gimel he says we have to ignore what the doctors say, even though the doctors are not wrong. But in halacha it weighs, he says we have to ignore what the doctors say because they are wrong. In other words, if, let's say, doctors will say that if the behemoth has cancer, has a tumor, has a malignant tumor, and one of the void, so then it cannot live. So the doctors are wrong. The doctors are wrong. Why? Because efshe shetich. But we don't know the cure. So that doesn't make it into a treifet on the basis of the special zerasakosu. Of Bosom Asoda Trifle is a halo of natal almost, just because we don't know any cure for cancer. But the fact is, cancer, there is a cure. There is a cure. Mashainke Nitlachelie, or Rochish Bapope, when the kidney is so diseased, has so deteriorated that it falls apart, it begins to fall apart. Pieces break off. So, in other words, if it has gone through such a decay that pieces break off from the kidney, then it's natal omus and there is no cure. So it's a treife. But cancer cannot be a treife on the basis of natal omus. And then, how about a behemoth from whom both kidneys were removed? So the answer is, doctors have not developed a substitute for a kidney, an artificial transplant, which will be able to fulfill the function of a kidney. But someday it will be developed. So in Mele, that's why a behemoth shenitlo kloyes is not a thing. So the Rambam says, in connection with treifes of behemoth, that we have to ignore doctors in two situations. In one situation where the doctors say that some of the treifes are in remission, there is a cure. So we ignore what the doctors say, because the doctors are right, but it has nothing to do with it. It's a treif. And then another situation where we would ignore the doctors, because we say the doctors are wrong. So we ignore the doctors. Here, Ligabe, Treife of an Odom, Ligabe Ritzeach. So you have to consult the doctors. In other words, if somebody kills a certain person, let's say who is afflicted with terminal cancer, so we have to call a consultation of doctors. And if the doctors say that patient suffered from terminal cancer and nowadays there is no cure, so then this Ritzeach is part of Mrs. Bezin. But that can change from time to time. I remember when I was a little child in Warsaw, so if somebody pointed out a person who was afflicted with tuberculosis, so that was considered as a sure death, I mean, within 6 months. And today they cure people who are afflicted with tuberculosis. So that means in those days, so I mean, let's say 50 years ago, if somebody killed a person who had tuberculosis, so he was part of Mrs. Benson. Today, if a person will kill a person who is afflicted with tuberculosis, he'll be chayim Mrs. Benson. Because the din, it's not that the din chas v'sholem changes. In order to be considered the gavrik teile, so it depends upon the actual cure, not the theoretical cure, the practical cure. So if doctors know more, if medicine is more advanced, so the mele is not the gavrik teile. So today, if a person kills a tuberculosis patient, He's not the Galatele because doctors have a cure. But today, if someone will kill a person who has terminal cancer, so it'll be potter. Maybe a year from now, there will be a cure. So if somebody will kill him, a person with cancer, he'll be chayim, Mrs. Bezin. Because in order to determine as to whether a certain person is considered as a gavak tele, so it depends upon the actual cures, not the theoretical cures. Masheinke, ligabe de treifo of natal omus. There it means only a behemoth. Only a behemoth who is natal omus, and there is no possibility of a cure. Not only there is no actual cure, but there is no possibility of a cure. So let's say, if a person had both kidneys removed and no transplant implanted, and then he will, and another person will kill him, so he will be potter of Mrs. Bezin. Because today he's a gavatel. So there is a fundamental distinction between the din treife of a behemoth on the basis of nitalomus and the din treife of vodo. Because of a gavatel.
What if someone kills someone who has terminal cancer and the next day they discover a cure for the disease?
By the time when he killed him, we didn't know of any cure. Yeah. So mainly was a gavatel. Yeah. What is it? No. The aloha yidveis, he says, shekolchi, he talks of what? Of everything. In other words, not Yitres Treifes and not Rochish Ba Popes Din, because that is Monochach Midir Hashemi, and not in the Nita Leche Elie, because according to the Rambam, it's implicit in the expression of the Mishnah, Nita Leche Atachting Sheiro, thus implying Nita Leche Elie Treif. So, anyone not mentioned or implied in any mission, in any price, in any memory. So, let's take like cancer. Or, nitlo both boys. Well, there it's a mission of fresh as it's clear, you see. So then, even though the doctor say that it must die, they have no cure, but ef shashetich. So, as far as the treif v'aloch l'meish b'sina is concerned, so cancer, nitlo akloyes, is not listed in the aloch l'meish b'sina, in the list of treifes of the aloch l'meish b'sina, the tres treifes, the ches treifes. And as far as the natal omus treif is concerned, so it's only a natal omus for which there is no possibility of a cure. But here, the fact that it wasn't mentioned in the Gemara is a raya, there is a cure. But we don't know. That's why the Rambam says with so much certainty, ef shoshetich.
But the ef shoshetich, he only needs after the
treif
of the
Lamas. No. So, as far as the treif of the Aloch L'Mesh Mishinai, so the simple teretz is, it's not included in the Aloch L'Mesh Mishinai treifes. But, so there is no difficulty. But as far as the other treif of Neit Lamas is concerned, so we say it's not an etalomus. Actually, it's an etalomus. But on an ideal level, in other words, it's not an etalomus. In other words, if doctors would know more than what they know, it wouldn't be an etalomus. An etalomus means a behemoth that necessarily has to be an etalomus. Not that actually is an etalomus because of a diminution in the knowledge of the doctors. Now, now let's see the Lashon HaRambam again. Now the Rambam says, in Perikei, Milchei Shechita Aloha Aleph, Kvor Bi'arnu Milchei Zaisurim Acholes, Sheh HaTreifa Amura B'Teyo Anei Talomus, V'Lenem HaTreifa L'Shedibar HaKosit Behedim, כי שטוף הארי וחייצה בין בשובו ועדיין לא ימייס. ויש שם חלוי מאחר, אם יער לו תחושב טריב, ואין הלוך למשה מסיני. ושמינו מן הטריב, וסנמו למשה מסיני, וצאולס ממרי. ואלה, דרוסו, ניקובו, חסירו, ניטולו, פסוקו, קחוו, נפולו, שבורו. אבל פי שכל הלוך למשה מסיני, הועיל ואין לכו בפירוש בתירו לדרוסו, החמיר בו, וכל סופק שיסתפק בדרוסו עושה. ושור שיבו מן הטריפס, יש מהן סוויקים, יש בהן סוויקים מתורים כמו שיסבויה. So the Rambam says, וכל סופק שיסתפק בדרוסו איז עושה. ושור שיבו מן הטריפס, יש בהן סוויקים מתורים כמו שיסבויה. So drusso is more humble than all the other traits. Now the question is, but this is not so. I mean, there are certain other traits. So certain sveikes are asureis, and other sveikes are not asureis. So it depends what kind of a reyes there is. If there is a big reyes, then we have to be cheshish. If there is not a big reyes, we don't have to be cheshish. But why should there be a difference between druso and other traits? Now, so the reason as to why we say that by druso we are cheshish, I mean other rishim would say, because if we saw that the lion entered his stable and then the animals were screaming, bellowing, And then, so we have to be cheshish, that's considered as a big reyese. As a big reyese. Not, but according to the Rambam, so it's not because the mitzies in druso is different. No, in druso we have to be more machmir. In druso we have to be more machmir. Where does the Rambam see that in druso we have to be more machmir? That's the question. Now, I think that the plain pshat in the Rambam is, now, the Torah says, "Ubosov asod etreifel isachel." So what does it mean, "Ubosov asod etreifel"? A behemo that was torn up, that was clawed by a lion. So lo isachel. Why lo isachel? So let's say, even if it is not torn up, mamish, sometimes the lion tears up a behemo and it's torn into pieces, I mean, it's dead on the spot. But so then it's not Trevor, then it's Nevela Mamish. So we mean, suppose he didn't tear up the behemoth completely. He just clawed the behemoth. So then we say, even though the organism of the behemoth seems intact, I mean, no mutilation, nothing, still it is Trevor. Why? Because the lion, when it claws, a behemoth has a way of injecting, through the drisse, it has a way of injecting its poison into the organism, of the behemoth. And that makes it fatal. Now, the question is, does it mean every time a lion claws a behemoth, so it injects its poison into the organism of the behemoth to make it fatal? Every time, it all depends. How it was clawed? If a lion, now, let's say the Gemara says that if we saw that the lion clawed, and if we make it dikke and we don't see any red marks, nothing, so then it's not a soul. So it all depends how the lion clawed the behemoth. So sometimes when a lion claws the behemoth, so it claws the behemoth to such a degree that it injects its poison into the organism of the behemoth. But sometimes a lion might claw a behemoth and not inject its poison. It all depends how it is done, to what extent it is done. Now the Torah says, "Ubosov asod etreifel isachelu." that any time a lion claws a behemoth, so it's asur. It's asur. Can we say that it's vadai, that it's injected, it's poisoned into the behemoth? Many times a behemoth is nitrisor by a lion and the poison is not injected. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Now, the Rambam Shita is the Tzveke the Raisim Natir is Likule. But here the Torah says, Uboso Basote Trefel is a Chelo, that if it's Nidriso, if it is clawed by a Chayo, so it is a Soro. So obviously there is a special Zerzakos. That's an exception. The Druso is an exception to the general principle. The general principle is that Tzveke the Raisim Natir is Likule, only Mid Rabbanon. Mashein came, Ligabi Druso. So the Torah spells it out in so many words that every Druso is Asuro, but we cannot say that it's Asuro Biteras Vadai, because if Klapishmai is Gali, that the lion just touched mildly, clawed the behemoth very mildly, and did not inject its poison into the organs of the behemoth, then it's not Reifo. But there is always a chshoshi. There is always a chshoshi. There's always a chshoshi. And let's say, suppose a lion, that's the dimension. Suppose a lion clawed the behemoth, and then the behemoth lived for more than 12 months, then it's a teres. Because then it's a raya that the druse was done, the drise was done in such a way as not to inject its poison. But normally, it is asur. So it's asur, one second. So it's asuro mitirasofik. So mele we see that ligabit ruso there is a special zerasakosu. The tzveke deraise is lechumre. Is lechumre. Mimele, since when it's one sofik, so it's osa mitiraise. Mashin to ligabit adasveik, adatreifes, we don't have zerasakosu. So mele, the general principle applies. So, in other words, if there is a sofik nifulo, sofik shvuro, sofik nitulo, let's say there is a sofik whether the behemoth's lung is perforated or not. So then mit natere it's muta. Natere it's muta. But only mit rabon itzosa. Since even a real sofik of a 50-50 sofik, so is materi smuter and only mit rabbonon itzoser. So that's the reason as to why the chachomim more lenient in regard to sofik of the other treifes than in regard, because in other treifes, so even a sofik mamish, a sofik ashokul of 50-50 sofik, so mit reis itzmuter, but mit rabbonon itzoser. So if there is no real way, so then the chachomim won't even machmer. It wouldn't be considered as a sofik, but since here a real sofik is with raise, so mele the chachom lo machmir. What situations the chachom lo machmir? As we learn, the treves will see. I mean, we can't go over this yonim, but this is what the Rambam says. Aval pi shekul aloch lemeishim sinai hoyu vein lecho befeirush beteiro elo druso hechmir. The whole sofik she is tapik with rusosa. What do you mean whole sofik? Regardless whether it's a big reyes or a small reyes. Mashen ken yushor shivu mele treifes. Yeish ben svik metorim. Why? Because mid reyes all the svikes are metorim. But mid rabbonon itzosa, so mele. It depends what kind of a reyes such a sofik the chachomim did aser. Such a sofik where there is less of a reyes, the chachom din taser, mashinke by druso, any sofik is osa, because here there's a special zasakosu that sveike is lechum. So it's mashma. Now then, so the zasakosu is ligabe druso, but not ligabe the other treifes. Now, so suppose there is a sofik where the behemo is lokso bichuli in rochish bapopis treifi, or it's a sofik. There couldn't be a sofik as to whether the behemo is little achelian. I mean, little achelian, everybody can see. But suppose there will be such a sofik. in the Triumph of Nederlands. Other than this, the Rambam doesn't say that there it's Mohammed. The Rambam only says the Drusa is Mohammed. The Drusa is Mohammed. So we have to say that Sofik, since it's a special Zerza Kosov, so Mimele, it only applies to Drusa, and it doesn't apply to any other tree. Now the question is, as far as Drusa is concerned, is it the special Chumre, that Zveike is Natir Le Chumre by Drusa? Now Drusa is both. On one hand, that's what the Dogel Mavova says. The Dogel Mavova has the kasha, why did the Aloch Lemesh Sinai have to include Drusa in the list of the Trevis? Truso is spelled out by the Torah. So he says, and Afkimine is, even if for some reason a behemo, if there will be a situation where a behemo will be truso, and it will not be in Eitalomos because there will be Nishtarateva or whatever reason, so it will still be trained for Mitzad Aloch Lemeshim Sinai. So in other words, so truso is trained for on two scores. First of all, truso, the Rambam says that Druso, that's the example of Natalomus. In other words, what does it mean? It's an example of Natalomus. If in certain situations, not all Druses are Natalomus, certain Druses are Natalomus. Because just as it is possible that a lion should claw a behemoth and not inject any poison, so it's, there are all degrees. How much poison is injected by the lion? It all depends how it was torn up by the lion. So sometimes, every druso where the poison was injected is a treifel, mitzad aloch l'mishim sinai. But there might be a druso where there was a minimum of poison injected into the organism of the behemoth, where in Eitalomus it isn't. But if a maximum of poison is injected in the behemoth, into the organism of the behemoth, then it's a trade for not only because of the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, but also because of the Eitalomus. So when the Rambam mentions the Gzeras HaKosov, Bosa Basur Yitrei L'Zachilu, as descriptive of the trefor that is natal omus, so then it's only if there was a substantial poison injected, on account of which it is natal omus. So mainly you cannot test kikashe, but sometimes we can see that a behemo was clawed by a lion, and he didn't die. It wasn't natal omus. The answer is, and it was cured. The answer is because a minimum of poison was injected with that clawing. But certain druses, if the lion, it all depends what kind of a job the lion does. So if the lion injects a maximum of poison, then it's a 3-4 on the score of the lungs. So in other words, so druso really can be Hevishim 3-4 on two scores. First of all, every druso, unless he didn't inject any poison at all, just touched the behemoth mildly. But if he did inject its poison, so every druso is trained for because of the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, like the Tulo, like Psuko, like Chuo, Nifulo, Shvulo. And then certain druses are trained for on the score of the natal omus. So when the Rambam emphasizes that the reason is why Sofik Druso, every Sofik Druso is Osa. Why? Because there is a special Zeres HaKosov. There is a special Zeres HaKosov that it's L'chumre. Why? Because the Torah says, U'boso baso de treifol isechelo. And that has reference not to the Drusa of Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, Because as far as the truth of Aloch L'Meshim Sinai is concerned, so it's on the same level as Psukko Kruo Nefulo Shvuro. No difference. But when the Torah spells it out in Mishpoti, it's the druso on the score of the Dramus. Now, and still the Torah says, Uboso Basode Trigo is a chelo. As long as we saw that the lion tore it up, even though we don't know the extent of the tearing up of the druso, whether it injected the maximum of poison so that it's a little almost or not, still it's already asur. So herein we have exeras akosel. The truso is lechumre. But the reason as to why truso is lechumre is mashma lashna Rambam, is not because of the truso of the Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. Because as far as the truso of Aloch L'Meshim Sinai is concerned, the Rambam doesn't distinguish the treif of truso from the treif of nefulo, of shvuro, of kruo, of chaseiro, of nitulo, of psuko. But he distinguishes it on the basis of the natal homos. But, so there, so truso is unique, that is lechumre. Masha'im came, another natal homos, the natal homos, let's say, of nitalach elie, or the natal homos of Rochish Bar Pope, when it's a diseased kidney, so there, the Rambam doesn't say that it's veiki is lechumre midrash.
What type of poison is more important?
I don't know. You'll have to ask someone who has expertise in that. I don't know. All right. Now the tesis. Daf memveiz on the base. Afik chode vayol chode. Ulman doma chisom bevnim lo yishmei chisom. V'chisor in the maslisin Reb Shimon. So in other words, if a lung is internally deficient, so that is not considered chisom, it's not its reife. So then, but the Mishnah says chaseiro, so chisor in the maslisin is Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, so nikuvo by itself is, does not make it a treifo unless it is nikaf lebisas in penis, where it becomes punctured into the bonka. Otherwise not. But if there is a combination of a nekef in any portion, spot of the lung, and an internal deficiency, then it is a treif. That's the pshat in the mission. According to Mandom HaChisom, Bifin Loish B'Chisom. So then, we don't have a team. Then we don't have a team in the mission. You see, then we don't have a team in the mission. And the whole cheshbon of the Gemara is based upon the fact that they are 18 in the Mishnah. True, the Gemara says, Avik Chode, Vayil Chode, but it's based that the Mishnah itself has 18. So we count, so Rabbi Shmuel, when he mentions the number 18, so he counts all the Nikuves in one, and all the Chaseres in one, and all the Psukes in one, all the Mutules in one. So Memele he'll get, together with the Shev Shmaitze and the Bazga, so he'll get 18. But it's all based upon the premise that in the Mishnah there are 18 treifes. 18 treifes. But we have 18 in the Mishnah only... So either we say, either in one of two situations, on the basis of one of two premises, either if we say, like the Mandoma, Chisom Bifnim Shmo Chisom, or that it goes according to Reb Shimon. This is what he says. Ulman doma chisom finuish mechisom chisom asis Reb Shimon rabbon ha-mechon nikubo tzochlim lachsuye ki Reb Shimon rabbon ha-lekel yudzai. Why? Simonim shenidaldu lo berubon treiv. That's one of the Shef Shmaitzer, the seven halachas of treiv. Pire shraad ala maigi mosik lekamon ha-mechel meufri kefruke nidaldu lo hainu shenispardu zem izem. So, in other words, So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rach. What does it mean, simonim shel hidaldol beruben treif? According to Rashi, it means that they were detached from their source, and according to the Rach, no, it means that two simonim were detached from each other. The veishet was detached from the gageras. Alright. Omar Shmuel, nekro tzela miikoro treif. That's also one of the Shef Shmaitz. If the rib was nekra miikor, so it's mashma even one rib. Now, lib kamon polikali bar zakai, v'yomar nekru birei b'tzadechot. V'nishtab, birei v'shnei itzdoni. In other words, you see, we have two treifes. We have a treife of nekru, and we have a treife of nishtab. So according to Bazakai, it depends. If it's nekru, so nekru bereiv. Now reiv means, because altogether there are 22 ribs. So reiv would be, so half of 22 is exactly 11. So reiv would be 12. So if it's nekru bireiv b'tzadechot, even though it's in one side, and v'nishtabu bireiv dafke b'shnei tzadon. So in other words, so bar zakai is chelek an Shmuel, because according to bar zakai, so when is it itreife only if it's nekru bireiv? 12 ribs, and he says even one. So Shmuel is chilik and bazaka. So the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the kashe, we have an additional treifa. The Gemara could have mentioned bazaka is din too. I mean, does it make a difference? As long as we have an additional treifa. But here the Gemara mentioned Shmuel's din, that even one rib. Vihochenok at tvei mil zli Shmuel mishumina di koma gilgila shener biso. Now, Rashi, oh, v'den, v'im tema, v'rabi yichanet domar osu, b'in ekru, b'in ishtabru, b'reif shnei tzvodim, but Rabi yichanet is chelik, and he say, I'm bazaka. And Rabi yichanet holds that it's only a treife, even nekro is only a treife if it is on both sides. It's on both sides. So memele, so why should it be counted as two? So it's an hach. If there is a difference between the case of nishtabu, that only when the 12 are nishtabu, the 12 ribs are nishtabu, are fractured on both sides. Whereas nekru, even if it's on one side, so it's a different kind of a train. Different dini. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that he says bein ekru bein nishtabu bereiv shnei tzdonim chosalu yimitches treifes. So then we don't have yutches, because the Gemara mentions nekru here as something in addition to nishtabu. So, the lekel machshuv mitate kibum v'zehu v'zeh tzorich reiv shnei tzadim v'yesh leimah d'mikol mokein tartanim shezu akuro shezu shezu akuro v'zehu shvo not nitur choose with feet. The Bach makes a collection shezu akuro v'zehu shvo. So even though it's the same din, it's b'shnei tzodim, but one is akuro of a separate category. Akuro is one category of treifa, and shvuo is another category of treifa. Now, this is tesis. Look what Rashi says. When Rashi says, and this gemara, nekrotzel, afo gavli dam mas nisn nishtabu reif taliseo, davke nishtabu, hosom binon rubin. So Rashi also has that kasha. Avu nekro tzela achas miikoro im chotzi chul yosom can enforce the kam. Can enforce the kam. So Rashi says that Shmuel's memory is not really kam bazaka. Because the Gemara Daf Nun mentions Rav's memory. Rav says also Nekrotzela. Daf Nun. Base of the hour. Nishtabu Rev Tzalin Sel. Ton Rabon. Eli Rev Tzalin. Sheish Mikam Vishish Mikam. U Yachasesre Mikam Vachasesre Mikam. Omar Zirom Echtsoyen Klapi Shed. Omar Rabu Bachone Omar Rabi Yechum Vitzolis Dei Sheish Vameyach. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Nekra Tzela V'chul Yehim Otreiv. So Rav says, Nekra Tzela V'chul Yehim Otreiv. Then the Gemara explains it, Tzela V'chot Yehim. That when Rav says, Nekra Tzela V'chul Yehim Otreiv, so according to Rav, it means that the Tzela Yerib, one rib, was torn out, and together with it, a vertebra. But the Gemara explains it, not the whole vertebra, but a chotzechuli, half of a vertebra. So Rashi says that Shmuel's memory, when the Gemara says here, nekratzela mikoro treifo, is not chilikam bazakai, not like Theseus. But bazakai says that only when 22 are nekro, 12 are nekro. Wrong. Altogether, there are 22 ribs. So only when 12 rov are nekro. But if 12 are nekro, even without the vertebra, Masha'in ke Shmuel's din is the same din as Rab's, Dafnu Beis, and din one, even if it's nekro, just one rib, one tzela, together with half a vertebra, a chulia, a vertebra, so it's trait. So in other words, it's not trait. But he says, this is what Rashi says. Aber dann was ist nicht da, wo wir von so da von die Stab wo so wie noch wo. Aber ne kratzel achas mi ko im hot sich wohl jos. Im hot sich wohl jos. So why does this say that we come on politically bazakai? So this is the Maram's kashi on thesis. So the Maram says, the thesis holds Israeli Karashi. And thesis holds, first of all, the Roshan, even though the Gemara says in regard to Rav, that it means Nekratzela Bechotzechuli. So the Gemara explains, now Rav spells it out, Nekratzela Bechulieimo. So the Gemara explains, Chulieimo means not the whole Chulie Dafke, even Heve Chulie. Together with the whole tzela. Together with the whole tzela. Masha'in kei. But Rav uses the loshin. Nekra tzela v'chul yehimo. Shmuel doesn't even use the loshin. V'chul yehimo. He just uses the loshin. Nekra tzela mi'ikoro treve. Nekra tzela mi'ikoro treve. So Gemela, that means that according to Shmuel, even without the chuli, Rav is not chelik. Because he says Nekratzela v'chul yehimo, but Shmuel doesn't say v'chul yehimo, so that means even without the chul, even without the Hana the Afkes loitek, El Hana chtarte the Afkes loitek. So mimele, we have all the nikuves is one, all the nikuves is one, and all the shvuas in one, and all the psukes in one, and all the kues. So we have 8 categories of nitules and nikuves and shvuas and chaseres. And then we have 8. And so v'choshiv nikuvo v'hach v'rava avire b'chad, so that's one who trim psuke b'chad. So then we have all together, we have eight, and then we have the Shef Shmaitze. So it's 8 and 7 is 15. And then we have and Hanar de Afkes Lui Teifuk. So in other words, so we have Chisorein, Shedre, and then Hanad Afkes, Behemo Shenechtechu Agler, Vaagudo Leitebuk. So in other words, so we have 16, 17, and then we have Rochish Bapope, so merely it's 18. So it's 18. Oh. Hanna da Afkes loitek. Vim tema, Limandi Lesley Likamon, Hahudi Rav Masni, the Buke de Atli. So now, one of the traits of the Shef Shmaitze is Buke de Atme de Shof Miduchte. If the thigh bone, the femur bone, was detached completely from its socket. So that's the trait. So according to the Mandoma, who says that the Lesser Likaman, Ahid Rav Masni, the Buke de Atme, that if the thigh bone was dislodged, so then it's not a treife. So the mele my new yutches treifes. So then one is missing. So we don't have yutches treifes, because in order to get the number yutches, so you have to be mitzareif the Shef Shmaitze and Buke de Atme. That's one of the Shef Shmaitze. V'yeish leimar the beikol nive have a treif lekulan. This is what Rashi said. We took notice of that. That Rashi said Buke de Atme the Shof mituch the treife only if it was combined with a total deterioration of the ligaments in that area. Then it's a treif. All right. So even that mandoma would be made there that if he could need leaving, if there was a decay in the ligaments in that area, so then it's treif. V'im teima liul edoma v'somuch ches min treifes yesh v'lesli derochish ba'apop. So we see that Teisves is chelik on the Rambam. You see, the Rambam shite, the Rambam paskins ules memre, and he also paskins rochish ba'apopes memre. Rochish ba'apopes memre. But so that Rambam didn't explain the Gemara lafuke that ule is chelik on rochish ba'apopes treife. No, but lafuke, in other words, ule mentions the treifes of Aloch al-Meshim Sinai, and Rochel Bapopi is a different treife, it's a treife of Neitel Omus. But we see Teisves is chelik on the Rambam, and Teisves understands the Gemara Kipshuta. So in other words, that means that Ule is chelik on Rochel Bapopi. In other words, Lakusi de Chulie is not a treife. So my new Yutres treifes. So one is missing. One of the Shef Shmaitze is missing. Because when the Gemara mentioned here the Basgar and the Shef Shmaitze, but one treife the Gemara did not mention, that's a Mishnah for Eshes of Aimbov, Nitl Tzumes Agidin. So in other words, according to Ule, who is really can Rochish Bapope, so the Lakuse de Rochish Bapope comes out and it's replaced by Nitl Tzumes Agidin. But then the question arises, The nitl tzumis agidim choshev chole. But then the question is, but rochish bapape. He certainly holds that a diseased kidney is one of the taifes. So mele together with the tzumis agidim, nitl tzumis agidim is a mishnah mufarashes dafayim roch. So then he has 19, not 18. He should nitl tzumis agidim choshev chole. Ul rochish. Because in the Yudches is mentioned Nechtechu Ragleo. Hanor Nitarte Da'afkes Loi Teipu. So in other words, so Nechtechu Ragleo includes two treifes. One treife where the upper half of the hind leg was removed, and another treife that is comprised, embraced within Nechtechu Ragleo is when the Tzumas Agidin was removed. When the Tzumas Agidin was removed. Veit Kosh, the man doma nikra rif chitzeino zev posar achifes rif akeres. So, in the Gemore, there is a machlekes. What is posar achifes rif akeres? So one mandoma says, "Bosor achif es rifa keres." Now the Mishnah doesn't use the loshen "Bosor achif es rifa keres." The Mishnah uses loshen "Hakeres apnimi shenikvo oy shenikra riv achitzein." So then the Gemara discusses what is keres apnimi and what is riv achitzein. So the Gemara says, "Hakeres apnimi, dafnun omid beis. Omer Rav Yehuda amara, heid nosen bar shile rishtapche disipure lifnei Rebbe mishum Rav nosen eizehu keres apnimi sanye divi." That's the portion of the stomach that is hated, that is disliked by wolves. V'chein omer Rav Yishua bar koche sanye divi. The mouth of the woman. There is a narrow place. Since we don't know what it is. That's that portion of the stomach of the woman that does not have the hair-like substance called villi. Rav Avine, Omar Gneve, Mishmei Rav, Tefa Beveshe Tzomuch Likeres, Zui Keres Apnimis. Amreb Marove Mishmei Ravi Zebachanine, Kolar Keres Kulei Zei Keres Apnimis. Vizeu Keres, Hachitzen Boser Achif Esrif Akeres. So according to one mandoma, so keres achitzen is the membrane that covers the riba keres. That's marove mishmid rabbi sebachanini. Rabbe baravune oma mafrate. My mafrate oma ravavye heiche de paret abrache. When the butchers, when they cut open the stomach. So that's really the interior part of the stomach. So in other words, so we have a machlekes. When the Mishnah says Hakeres Achitzeino, so according to one mandoma, Hakeres Achitzeino, Ruif Keres Achitzeino means Bosar Achif Esrif Hakeres. According to another mandoma, it means Mafrate, that which is exposed when it's cut open by the butcher. That's the interior part of the woman. So according to Rabbi Baravune. According to Rabbi Baravune, that keres achitzeino that is mentioned in the Mishnah is not bosar achif esrif keres. It's not the membrane that covers the rove of the keres. So there is no kash, because Because according to Rabbi Baravune, Keres Achitzeino is the mafrate, is the interior part of the Keres. So then there is no kashe when the Gemara says that there is an additional treife, one of the Shef Shmaitzes, Bosar Achilfes Riva Keres. That's additional to the treifes mentioned in the Mishnah. Because the treifes mentioned in the Mishnah is mafrate, Keres Achitzeino, the interior part of the keres, and this additional treife, the one of the Shef Shmaitze, is the Bosar Achilfes Riva Keres, the membrane that covers the keres. I think it's called in English peritoneum. I think so. So there is no kasha, but according to the other mandoma, who says that keres achitzeno, that keres achitzeno, that's bosor achive esrifa keres. So he just won. So we don't have the cheshbon of yitches. Veit kosher mandoma nikare vachitzeno zeh bosor achive esrifa keres chosol lechode. The Gemara mentions an extra one over and above the treifes listed in the Mishnah. But one of the treifes listed in the Mishnah is Riva Chetzeino. And according to that mandoma, that's the identical thing with Bosar Achive, I mean with Keres Achetzeino. Keres Achetzeino. So Bosar Achive is Riva Keres is the identical thing. So according to mandoma who says Keres Achetzeino is Mafrate, then it's not difficult. But according to this mandoma, who says that it's the identical thing, mandoma, nikrevatzina, the bosachim, the keres, chos lochode, doche, choshev, the bitar, loche nire, the ule, ule who is chilik and the treife of lakuse de rochish bar pope. And the mandoma who rejects Rav Masne's treife of buke de atme, the shof beduchte, in other words, the thigh bone, was detached completely from the socket. So lochinira diule vahidel kamon savre kemasnis. They agree with the Mishnah. And but as there is a machlekes as to the pshat in the Mishnah. Al Gemara said bishle melitani didon ditone tone di shayer. So that was according to our Gemara the tone of the shayer. So the Mishnah doesn't mention an exhaustive list. Doesn't mention an exhaustive list. Mashenkin, there is one mandoma who says that since the Mishnah uses the Loshon Eilu Treves, so it's Mimayit. So it's Mimayit. So he says, Lochin Yeredu Vayit, come on, so we can ask Nisim. But not like Ayo Gemore, that our Mishnah does not emphasize Dafke this, but Ucher Biechen, the Omar Elu Treifes, Dafke. This is what Rabbi Yechen says. Viose Elu, Limute de Rav Mas. In other words, the Elu implies that Rav Masne's din is not a treif. Buke de Atme, the Shof Miduchte is not a treif. Avogav de Damiel in Tur. Actually, I mean, one could argue that Rav Masne's din is already included in one of the treifes of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah mentions a number of nitules, and buke de atme de shaf mituchte, if the thigh bone was completely detached, dislodged from the socket, so it's also a nitule. So we could argue that it's included in the categories of the Mishnah. But still, Rabbi Yechanan says no. The Deilu Treifes implies Limuti de Rav Masne. Avgavi Damiel Tli Masnissen. Vikolshin de Rochish. So, Monefshech, if we say that the Deilu excludes the Buke de Atme de Shof Miduchte, which bears a closer resemblance with some of the Treifes of the Mishnah. Alachas Kamo Vechamo, the Deilu excludes Rochish ba popes treife of a diseased kidney. Koshkin Rochish, do it damn it well out of the Masnissen. So, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that we don't say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Tone Mishaya, but that he emphasizes Eilu treifes. So, lesley Yutres treifes now in Mishnah Sinai. So, now we see Ischelik and Yutres treifes. Umotzel Neymar, Named, lesley Bosrachim, and Bitard. ואם תימא, וכהיכא דחושי, תראי פסוקי כחות, מה נפשר, לגמור, he said, that רבי שמואל counts the פסוקס in one, חודא אם כן ראה, אם כן ראה, שחוסרו, so all the חסירה should also be counted as one. So how do we get 18? How do we get 18 in Kinreyo Shechoscho? V'chisoren di shetre nachshif namek echad. So in other words, so Reye is chasero, and chisoren di shetre is also one. Why is it counted as two? V'yesh leim ha'olifid ein shiur on shom. V'chisoren di Reye b'chol shur. V'chisoren di shetre plug the b'sham ha'bisir. That's why you cannot be counted as one. In ha'olifishezeh b'boso, by Reye, so the chisoren is b'boso, and by Shedre, the Chisoron is Be'etze. Vim Teima, Nitra Revach Etzeinu Ubosa, Hachifes Revach Keres, Name Nechshiv Kechad, V'yish Leima, Direi Vach Etzeinu. In other words, even if we say that it's separate things, but just as we can count all the Nikuves as one, so certainly, the Nikra Rivach Etzeino, Nikra Rivach Etzeino, true, even according to Mandoma, that Nikra Rivach Etzeino means, Keres Ach Etzeino means Mefrate, the interior part of the stomach. And Bosar Achive, as Riva Keres Nikra, Rov, Bosar Achive Riva Keres, is something else. But they are both Kruis. So they should be counted as one. V'yesh Leima, the Rivach Etzeino, Riva Keres. ובוסה אחיו, וסכם הקרס עם הריב, בוסו, אלו ריב ממה שכנגד, ריב הקרס. ואם תימן, ועמיו יחושב חיסורן הגרגרס, דהווה בחייסה. So, in other words, the Mishnah mentions נפסק, פסוקס הגרגרס, that if the rove of the circumference of the windpipe was severed. But there is another trait, and the Mishnah doesn't mention. In other words, even if the windpipe was not severed in the rove of the circumference, but there is a chisoron to the size of an isa is a certain matbe. So without the windpipe being severed in the major portion, just a chisoron of if there is a chisoron in the windpipe in the size of an isa, so it's also treifin. So why isn't that mentioned? So he says, "V'yesh leima the time of the chisoron, mishum the same for yufosig davikor." In other words, so the same teres that Rashi gave. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention all the treves in Reye? There are so many treves in Reye because of Shinmare, because of Sirches and so on. So Rashi says. And because, so Rashi says that over there it's because of because it's a sidol inokiv. Ligabi sirches, so Rashi shita happens to be that it's not just a sidol inokiv, but the sirchen addition is indicative of an ekev that exists already. But according to Teisves, so it's the same thing. I mean, it's just as a shinumare is a riot that is sinful in Okiv, so is Sirche also is a riot sinful in Okiv. So Teisa gives a similar teretz, Ligabe Chison Agageres. In other words, textually, the treife is, the essential treife in a windpipe is Psukes Agageres. But if there is a certain deficiency, a chisore in the windpipe, the size of an Isaiah, so then it's able in Okiv. So that makes it also entertaining. But Mimele doesn't have to be mentioned separately, just as all the Sirches do not have to be mentioned separately. All right. Now, Omar Afriye Bab, Omar Chie Barove, Barav, Chestre Dilmo, Omar Chie Barav, Chestre Ibesiej Benikuvo, Imte Mates. Because there is a ninth nikuvo. If the gallbladder is punctured, so Rabbi Yisrael Chanine Kotonolo, Moro Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudai Kotonolo, Tanya, Nikva Dakevo, Nikva Dakim Treif, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudai, Rav Nikva Moro, Omar Rabbi Yitzor Ba Yisrael, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Alochi, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudai, that Nikva Moro Nikwa moro is treifo. Weil man Rabbi Zobar Yehisi vom Rabbi Yechanen, Maya Adru Echavu le Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh. So the Chachomim were held, we passed on like Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh. That Nikwa Amor is treife. But the Rabbanon were held like Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh. And they held that it's not a treife. But after all, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh, you see, from this Gemara, there seems to be a raya to the Shittas Rambam that there are two types of treifes. There is one type of treife that is grounded Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. So it's a treife because Aloch L'Mishim Sinai declared them as treife. And there is another type of treife that is based upon Netalons. There's the Shittas Rambam. So then we understand very well the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, "My adru lechavre le Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudi yishpech leoretz morosi vadayin yevkai." In other words, so Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudi tried to prove his point. He said that there is a posik in here. I mean the Rabbono. Try to show Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh that it's not so from the posik in the end. That he says, he complained how much he suffers. So he says that he has a cold blooded condition. And he suffered so much from it. And still he lived for more than 10-12 months. So Bishleime, according to the Rambam, the way the Dogma Vovo, and the Nitziv explanation as a Rambam, that there are two types of treifes. So that means that Nikva Amoro is not even included in the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai treifes. But that is based upon the Natal Omus. Why? Because Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh took notice of the fact that if it's Nikva Amoro, so then it's Natal Omus. So then the Rabbonon said to him, but you see, it's not Natal Omus. True, you see so many people whose gallbladder is punctured, so they die from it. But you see that he has lived, even though his gallbladder was, more than punctured. It mamish kept on disintegrating the gallbladder. It spilled out the gallbladder. And still he was able to live. But, so, omalohem, so he said, imaskir masinis. Now, what does it mean? Yifalach kal yisa v'leyachmeil, but nitlo hakloyes. Nitlo hakloyes is ksheilo. The answer is, but yifalach kal yisa is more than nitlo hakloyes. Nitlo hakloyes is ksheilo. But a deteriorated kidney, that's rochish bapopi. So that is treife. And he had not only gallbladder condition, he had a kidney condition too. Elo nisishane, dichsiv, rakis nafshishmeir, och namen nisishane. Alright. So that's all right according to the Rambam. But according to Rishim, there are no two types of treifes. And all the treifes, let's say Rashishi, all the treifes are grounded in Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. That's Rashishi. All the treifes are grounded in the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. So what does the Gemara say? Maya Adrulei, Chavre li Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh, Yishpach l'Oretz Mororosi Vadai Nivkai. Obviously, the Chachomim held that Nikva Amoro was not included in the treifes of Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. The Chachomim held. So why does the Gemara say Maya Adle Chavir Rabbi Yisai, as if they had to explain something? They didn't have to explain anything. They just held that there is no aloch, that was not included in aloch al Meshim Sinai. That was not included in aloch al Meshim Sinai. So why does the Gemara say Maya Adle Chavir Rabbi Yisai? So we have to say that true, that according to Rashi, so the treifes are based upon aloch al Meshim Sinai, not upon the inachayo. And the inachayo is only a simen. But since we passed the treifo inachayo, that was the reason machlekes. The reason machlekes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudei as to whether nikva amor is included in the treifes of the aloch al Meshim Sinai or not. And we know everybody agrees that there are eight categories of treifes in the aloch al Meshim Sinai. And one of the categories is nikum. Now, so there is no machlekes as to the general principle that there are eight categories of treifes in the aloch al Meshim Sinai. The question is as to a certain specific. In other words, what nikuves? So according to the Chachomim, so the Nikuves Oreye is included in the category of Nikuvah of Treif Lohol Sinai. And